Welcome to the Self-Care Society podcast with your hosts, Celia Williamson, Ashley Kuchar, Louis Guardiola, and Carrie Shaw, a podcast devoted to those whose job it is to help others get or remain mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy, but who also need to take care of themselves.
How we're going to do this? By first showing you the filtered, pretty version of success, and then the real struggles, real work, and raw grit it took to get there, how they took care of themselves and also achieved their goals while doing it.
Together, we will work with you to improve and maintain your internal health and growth while helping you achieve your external goals and your next professional achievement in life.
And we're excited to show you how to follow your own individual and unique path and achieve the dreams you have while taking good care of yourself. So let's get started.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Carrie Shaw with the Self-Care Society podcast, and today I'm very excited to have Nancy Schell as a guest. Nancy is the mother of two adult children, and a son and a daughter. Her daughter and her husband have a 7-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter, and her son and his wife have a daughter that will be a year old in February. And spending time with her grandchildren and her children has become the biggest gift in her life. Less than 3 months ago, Nancy lost her soulmate after a 2.5-year journey with cancer. So she feels especially blessed to have her family and a large circle of friends. She's retired after almost 32 years of public service and healthcare, primarily public and community health. And Nancy is proud to say that she's the founding mother of an AmeriCorps national service program called ComCorps at Ohio University Heritage College of Medicine that is now the longest running AmeriCorps program in the state of Ohio, which is something to be proud of. And it's also the way that I know Nancy. She has also served on the board of Athens County Children's Services for several years and is currently the board chair. Thanks for joining us, Nancy.
It's such a pleasure to be with you, Carrie, really.
So as you know, our podcast focus is self-care, and we take that in lots of different directions. But our theme is kind of real to real. So we first like to talk to our guests about who the real R-E-E-L person is. Who do we see on the outside? How do folks know Nancy Schell? So if we can start there, that would be great.
Well, there's the physical, and then there's the emotional, and then there's the social. So the first story is I went to see a movie the other day in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I went to see Emmett Till at the theater, and a friend of ours walked in late, and I said, "How did you find us?" She goes, "Your white hair. I saw your white hair." So people know me by my white hair, which has gotten really curly and big lately. But people also know me because I'm an extrovert and I am very curious about all kinds of people and love to be in relationship with people of all ages and stages and complexions and beliefs. And I think it makes life so rich. And I think most people know me through my work. I was at the College of Medicine for a very long time and the AmeriCorps program, which I ran, which Carrie, you were a member. And I had the opportunity to interface with every school system in the county and almost every nonprofit and social service agency in the community. So I had the heartbeat of the community in my heart. And even though I've been retired for a few years now, I still have so many connections through my work in the community. And so I would say my external persona is that of really a hardworking person, a big picture person who believes that we all have something to contribute and that we all work together to find that common ground and use our gifts and talents to do so.
I would agree with that, Nancy. You are so well connected. And also, I think when you did retire, we were all in shock and wondering what was the next step for Nancy. So with that understanding of kind of who you are, that you have been a lot of times defined by your work within the community, who's the real Nancy, the REAL Nancy? Who do we not know as much? What do you want people to know?
I did go back to work for almost 6 more years and do a variety of other things in the community, some at the university. I think the real Nancy is a person who combines my passion for people with work. And so going back to work, I was a social service coordinator at a nursing home for a while. I did some contract work. I think when I found out I was having a grandchild, I decided to retire. So the REAL Nancy became in the forefront. I would say as I get older, I become a little more introverted.
Interesting.
And I am choosing more wisely how I spend my time and my energy and with whom I do it. And I think COVID has defined that for a lot of people. What is really important to us? And before I was interested in so many things, I was engaged a little bit here, a little bit there. And the depth wasn't always there as much as the breadth of things. So now I am more interested in going deeper with people. And I am so blessed to be able to spend time with my children, my grandchildren. I had a mother who was not very engaged with her grandchildren and was not integral in our lives as young adults, that I feel very fortunate that my children have allowed me to be a participant in that. I think the real me also, I like to be outside. We talk about, you know, self-care and how we grow creatively and as individuals over time when our profession, which defined us, is no longer the thing that defines us. I love to garden. I love to kayak. I love to hike. I think being able to connect who we are in the larger context of not just community, but the natural world is so very important.
It's one thing that I've certainly observed from afar, Nancy, and had been kind of envious and you know, you give me aspirations for when I retire, like you have this amazing group of people who engages in the natural world and does all this, you know, outdoors activities together. And I think that's just a really, it is not how I saw retirement modeled in a lot of people that I grew up with or around. And so I, you know, this really strong friend connection and then also just being outdoors so much. It's really lovely.
I did a winter hike last Saturday and it took me 4 hours to get my toes warmed up. But you know, it was a beautiful experience with people who you know, I hadn't seen for a while, and we all were out there appreciating the beauty of that cold Saturday. You know.
So it sounds like your journey has been kind of from being very immersed in work and also allowing work to be a huge part of your life to really shifting to this family focus and more internal attention. And so what does that mean for your self-care and your kind of perspective about self-care and how you do it?
Well, I think if I can say one more thing before that, yeah. I think as we age, I'm 67 now, I think the last third of our life is more internal, that inner working of, you know, what is it that we want? What have we learned? How can we be satisfied? I feel like earlier in my life, I had issues that were difficult for me to grapple with. So a lot of what I did in my work was nurturing other people to find their gifts and talents and to be their best self, because I was having a difficult time becoming my authentic self.
Mm.
And I think as circumstances in my life changed and I had the freedom in my personal relationships to become my authentic self, I learned to value quiet. I learned to value creativity. I was raised in a blue-collar family where if you weren't working, it wasn't, whatever you were doing wasn't of value. Like doing art or writing or taking a vacation, those things were not valued. But I recognize and have the liberty to indulge myself, if you will, learning to do it without guilt, that when we are quiet is when we can cultivate our most centered selves and our creative selves. And so some of the things that I've been doing, I've taken an online writing class repeatedly from this woman who writes poetry, and she integrates breath work and yoga and reads Mary Oliver and, you know, all of these Thich Nhat Hanh. And so you have a jumping off point for your own writing through the writing of others. I'm learning to do like mixed media work and playing with inks and dyes and stitching. And one of the things I always believed when I was young, I was pretty linear. I was an excellent seamstress, which takes precision. Mm-hmm. That I learned that doing art is play. So when you're a child and you have markers and pens and crayons and clay, at least, you know, most art teachers or most preschool teachers, you know, if you're not being critiqued because you didn't stay in the lines, you're, oh my gosh, that is so beautiful because you made it.
Yes. Yeah.
And we get that drummed out of us as adults that we have to be, has to be conformed. It has to be perfection. And it doesn't. You're just expressing yourself.
Yes. Brené Brown calls those art scars. When we get it beaten out of us, when we realize like, oh, okay, this isn't acceptable to express myself in this way, that I have to, you know, fit in this definition or in between these lines. So,
and also this little art class I'm doing now, there's a Facebook page and people are like uptight about it and worrying about their colors and their stitching. And the other thing about that is, it mirrors life. You make a mistake, you figure out the workaround. Right. You incorporate it in a different place, or you put it aside until you're ready for it. You know, you don't have to discard it. It's incorporated in your life experience.
I love that as a metaphor, Nancy. That's great.
Well, you know, we have to relearn these things sometimes. If that wasn't the culture in our family or in our workplace, or, you know, our personalities sometimes we're a little, if I can use the word, anal about things, you know. So I've learned to be looser.
That's really neat. Having known you for a long time, it's really interesting to be part of that journey and to just see the different sides of Nancy coming out.
You know, I used to stress a lot about things that were out of my control. And one of the greatest gifts of getting older and walking this illness journey with my partner is that there are most things in life that we can't control. We just have the mistaken thought that we can. And so I think this is true with everything we do. It's whatever we have been given, we have a choice of how to receive it and what to do with it. And I think that it doesn't matter if it's art or bad news or, you know, the world around us, the things that we can and cannot control. We have a choice of how we manifest our thoughts to live our lives. And I do believe COVID has really accentuated that for certain people, you know?
Yes, I would agree.
So I wish I knew now what I knew like when I started AmeriCorps 25 years ago, because I thought then, oh my God, if these young people don't reflect accurately our program, then we're going to lose the grant. I mean, you know, I would manifest all these things that were untrue, and I wasted a lot of precious energy.
Mm.
So, you know, I try not to waste energy anymore.
It sounds like you're putting a lot of energy into some really interesting and neat things, Nancy.
Well, I think, the most interesting people in life are the ones that do the hard work on themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as many people use the analogy, you're peeling back the onion. And when you peel back the onion, you find the most interesting things. Yeah. And when you allow yourself to be revealed, then your relationships with others become so much richer.
Right. Because we are complicated. That onion is interesting and messy sometimes, but really.
And it makes you cry.
And it makes you cry. Yes.
I think
we just found the title for the podcast. Peeling back the onion.
It's the real onion.
The real onion. Do you have anything else? Any other words of wisdom or just reflections on self-care that you would like to share before we close?
I think, you know, when you work in public and community health, you talk about all of the realms of health, which are spiritual, emotional, social, physical, psychological, you know, however you want to term them, those are the realms. It's important to find the balance with all of those. You know, spirituality doesn't have to mean religion. It can mean many things to many people, but to ignore that part of ourselves is at a great cost. And I believe that pairs nicely with our emotional selves. And, you know, I've been on this journey for 2.5 years that ended in the passing of this person I love so much. And I was talking to a group of friends recently who we all lost parents very young. I was the oldest at age 22. The youngest was age 3. Out of 6 of us, we all lost a parent between the time we were 3 and 22. And we have talked a lot recently about how we individually and as a culture handle our emotions and deal with loss, and how much dealing with loss and our emotions informs how we live. And so if we want to live with vibrancy and compassion and fullness, we have to experience all of it. Mm-hmm. And we have to be honest about all of it and feel all of it. And what it always makes me sad when people are grieving and they apologize for crying. I believe that crying is healthy. I don't ever apologize for it. And I think that mindset encompasses all modalities of self-care, whether it's doing yoga, whether it's writing, whether it's sitting down and having a conversation with somebody. You need to be in it all the way.
I love that. In it all the way. So even when we're expressing those really difficult emotions, we have to be touching all of those parts of ourselves. And
I mean, you cannot go around it. You have to go through it.
Yeah.
And whether it's that, or whether it's loss or an art project or a difficult bump in the road in a relationship, you know, you have to go through it.
Yeah.
And it's frightening, but it's necessary.
Hmm. And as you go through it, what happens on the other side? Or who are you? Having gone through this 2.5 years of difficulty and grief, Nancy.
I would say, I hear this from many people, that your ability to have compassion and to have empathy for other people, we don't know what anyone else is going through at any given moment. And to have gone through such a difficult time, I mean, I've always been an empathetic person, but I think my ability to be present and able to have compassion, sometimes without even understanding a person, has been elevated. And I will also say, especially working in public and community health and being retired during COVID, that working with a very complex medical situation in a healthcare system that is very challenging and often broken, to have thanks for all of the healers, no matter what kind of healing they're doing. We live in a society where, even though a lot of the things about the healthcare system is not that healthy, the people working in it are so committed, and science is so amazing, and we need to show our thanks and appreciation for those things. So the more compassion you have, the more thankful you are. And then your circle just grows, because people are attracted to you because you're compassionate and you're kind. And so, you know, we are growing this community of love and support by expressing our pain and working through it and showing our compassion.
That's a whole lot to think about, Nancy. I'm sorry that you've had these really difficult few years. And it seems like you're wiser than ever. And, you know, that seems like a best outcome, to have more love and compassion and empathy for the world.
And you know, you can't have that for others until you cultivate it for yourself. One of the things I learned in this journey was to accept help.
Shoo. That sounds like part two of this podcast. Okay. Not to cut you off, but I think accepting help is so hard for so many of us.
We could talk about that at another time.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Can we put you on the list, Nancy, for part two?
You know, I'm retired. I can do whatever. I am open to whatever.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds great. I think I'm going to make a note of it, and I'll make sure that we follow up.
Okay.
Nancy Shell, thank you so much for sharing a glimpse of your journey and what you've learned, and showing us the reel to reel of who Nancy is.
Well, Carrie, you have always been one of my favorite people, and I am so thrilled to spend some time with you. It is a gift and a pleasure.
Thank you. I feel the same way. And thank you for joining us for Self-Care Society. We will be back same time, same place next week. And remember that self-care is it's self-love, and we need it to be more compassionate to others. So get out there and take care of yourselves. Thank you.
That concludes this week's episode. And remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care.